Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Now, where do you start on a day like this? Let's see. Weather check's great. Traffic's looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. Austin, yeah, that looks pretty good. We have two pairs of tickets to give away today to the FSU-Kent State football game.
Right.
It's very easy to do. Tap the News Radio app. Just that simple. Hit it. The registration page will pop in your face. Fill it out. Send it to Austin. He'll be announcing the winners today at 5:15. Play wisely. Good luck to you on that. Beside all that, a lot of information to pass along. Here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, a three-day civic leader summit's going to be at the Sanger in downtown Pensacola next week. This is actually from Tuesday through Thursday, September 23rd through 25th, hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement. The event will feature presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees who encounter similar challenges.
Number two.
And Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows has recommended the Board of Trustees end WSRE-TV's affiliation with PBS and decertify the WSRE Foundation. This matter is scheduled to be discussed at the Foundation Board meeting tomorrow afternoon, 5:15 at the station on the PSC campus. WSRE-TV set to conclude its status as a PBS station after June 30th of 2026.
Number three.
Scambi voters got to decide next year whether the school superintendent should be elected. This has been going on for a while. After Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, it's still unclear if this decision will take place during the primary or general election. The commissioners voted 3-2 to request an opinion from the Florida Attorney General about whether they can put the referendum on the general ballot, even though the school board wants to do it on the primary ballot.
All right. Let's see. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spots are Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, heading towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight, sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, with your highs sitting anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, it appears that local proposal to rename North 65th Avenue in Myrtle Grove after Charlie Kirk has been dropped following, they're saying, heated discussions. Let's just say they got pretty hot in terms of those discussions during yesterday's commission meeting. Commissioner Mike Kohler initially suggested the name change, but after significant backlash from residents, he decided not to go that road.
I listened to each and every one of you, and I'm not going to force that road on you. But I think it's healthy to have these conversations. We have to have open dialogue.
Okay, a recent digital poll by our news partner, Channel 3, showed that 65% of over 3,000 respondents opposed that name change.
All right, and speaking of disagreements regarding Charlie Kirk, Pensacola police arrested 56-year-old Troy Groh for felony battery. He's accused of pepper spraying a man who spray painted over Kirk's face at a vigil on Sunday at the Graffiti Bridge. PPD still searching for 49-year-old Wayne Hopkins, wanted for striking the victim in the head.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, two preteen boys facing vandalism charges here in the state of Florida. This is kind of forwarding this story. We've been talking about this, I know, for a couple of days. But here's the latest on this very unusual case.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the two boys, ages 12 and 13, broke into Friendship Elementary School in Deltona Saturday during the daytime, then returned at night to cause more damage, including shattering a glass door, overturning tables and shelves, and shredding books and writing graffiti, causing $50,000 in damage. After posting video of the suspects online, the Sheriff's Office said tips started rolling in, including from each of their mothers. The boys confessed to the crime and have been charged with burglary, trespassing, criminal mischief, and theft. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
All right. And Governor Ron DeSantis marking Constitution Day in Franklin County. He unveiled a statue of Benjamin Franklin during an event today in Apalachicola. DeSantis says the state is leading the nation in giving rightful recognition to our founding fathers. Today's event celebrated the signing of the Constitution in 1787.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3, the trial of Ryan Ruth, you know, guy tried to shoot then-candidate Trump at his golf course, continued for the fourth day of testimony. Well, Marcella Burgos, she's down in West Palm Beach with the report on News Radio 92.3.
On Tuesday in court, an FBI expert testified Ruth's DNA was likely found on the rifle and other items that authorities collected as evidence that day. Also in court, we learned investigators found two metal plates on the fence that a ballistics expert testified would be impossible for a bullet to pierce through. Authorities believe Ruth was going to use those as cover. He pleaded not guilty to several charges, including attempting to assassinate a presidential candidate.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer announcing a major fraud takedown in Tampa. Six alleged members of an organized crime ring are charged in connection to a massive theft and identity fraud scheme. Uthmeyer says the group tied to the Felony Lane gang is accused of committing over 200 smash-and-grab burglaries across five counties. Investigators say the suspects targeted vehicles parked at gyms, parks, and other public spaces.
All right, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. I'm going to kind of marriage these stories I wanted to tell you about this afternoon. Yeah, we've been keeping you updated about the NAC forecasters progressing Invest92L into Tropical Storm Gabrielle this afternoon. Models, by the way, those forecast models suggesting the system will move northeast of the Bahamas. No projected U.S. landfall there. As I speak about hurricanes here, this is interesting, Austin. Researchers at the University of South Florida down in Tampa and the Netherlands have proposed a new tropical cyclone severity scale that ranks hurricanes from Cat 1 to 5 based on wind speed, storm surge, and rainfall. All three combined here kind of give you a better scope in different diameters and areas looking at a storm. The scale, by the way, aims to better inform people of risk and improve safety, of course.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, along with another quick check of your roads and weather before we send you into the Fox News Bottom of Hour update right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately. Like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage, to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information. Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, Friday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 423 News Radio 92.3. The Fed Reserve announcing a quarter point rate reduction. First reduction of interest rates in about 9 months. Edward Lawrence has the details.
There was one dissent to this cut, and that was Stephen Miron, the newest member of the Federal Reserve. Lisa Cook voted with the group to cut 25 basis points out of this, a quarter of a percent. The Fed's dot plot shows two more rate cuts this year at 25 basis points each if they go. That's each of the last meetings that are remaining, pulling forward one of the rate cuts from next year. The Fed also sees one rate cut in 2026 now, one rate cut in 2027, and none in 2028. Now, in its projections, the Fed out of this meeting sees the GDP going up this year to 1.6% for this year, then going to 1.8% in 2026 and 1.9% in 2027, then falling again in 2028 just slightly.
424 News Radio 92.3. Did you catch all that, Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just roll that one back for me if you don't mind. Let me tell you, markets were kind of very unstable for most of the day. Stocks, Indy Mix, Hillary Barsky. She's in with the numbers.
A choppy trading session following the Fed's decision on interest rates, with the major averages ending mixed after the central bank lowered interest rates for the first time this year by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25% and signaled two further rate cuts for this year. During his comments, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the Fed remains squarely focused on balancing the risks to the economy from inflation and softening employment growth. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer. The Dow winners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Cap. Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Home Depot, and Amazon. The Dow rising 260 points, the Nasdaq lower by 73, S&P 500 down 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is manning the controls today and tells me not a bad day weather-wise or traffic-wise.
No, yeah. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here. Navarre Parkway still giving us issues if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And we still got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. As for your weather, 87 degrees. Sunny, mostly clear is how it's been today and the last several days. Tonight's low going to be 71. As we go throughout the rest of your week into your weekend, we're going to be still dealing with sunny skies, highs of around 90.
Okay, I like how Alan Strum over at Channel 3 kind of put this. He says, talking about Tropical Cyclone Gabrielle out in the Atlantic, Don't worry about this one. It was very short, very sweet, but right to the point. Evan Brown is in the studio today and has a report from Miami.
A low-pressure system in the tropical Atlantic is now Tropical Storm Gabrielle. She's still far away from land, a good 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands. There are no watches or warnings posted. Gabrielle is traveling in a northwestern direction, and already Bermuda is within the extended forecast cone when Gabrielle is expected to likely be a hurricane sometime after the weekend. Gabrielle is the 7th named storm of the season in the Atlantic. Forecasters are expecting at least 13 of those by the end of November. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson slamming Democrats over their government funding demands. During an interview, Johnson accused Democrats of inserting partisan political preferences into the government funding fight and said they risk a shutdown if they don't drop their demands. Democrats are calling for the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits, and Republicans will need Democratic votes to enact any stopgap funding bill.
I think a Spirit airline pilot got himself into a little bit of hot water or a situation. It really went over his pay grade. He was he found himself actually in an aerial conflict with none other than Air Force One. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to do something like that. You just don't want to. Therese Crowley, she's in with the story.
Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 from Fort Lauderdale to Boston was flying over Long Island when the pilots were ordered repeatedly turn away.
Here at 1300, turn 20 degrees right now.
Air traffic control via liveatc.net.
Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
Warning traffic off your left wing, 8 miles, 747. And get off the iPad, adding, I'm sure you can see who it is. He's white and blue. Air Force One, flying President Trump and the First Lady on a state visit to Britain. The FAA preliminary probe shows the Spirit pilot maintained required separation, but this follows numerous violations of airspace over President Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Rudy Giuliani being ordered to pay over $1 million to his former defense team. A New York judge ruled that Giuliani must pay out $1.36 million plus interest and unpaid legal bills to David Davidoff Hutcher and Citron partner Robert Costello. Costello represented the ex-New York City mayor as he faced investigations over his dealings in Ukraine and worked for President Trump following the 2020 election.
Okay, ICE agents cracking down on migrants in Chicago. Mike Tobin has the details from the streets of Chicago.
Over the weekend and the first part of the week, we saw activity pick up from both ICE and from Border Patrol, zeroing in on the northwest suburb called Elgin. And we saw ICE pick up a guy who's really an example. Aldo Salazar Bahena from Mexico was convicted for a 2005 gang-related murder. In 2016, a federal judge revoked his status as a lawful permanent resident and issued a final order of removal. Now, Salazar was paroled September the 12th, but due to sanctuary policies in Illinois, the Department of Corrections did not tell Immigration and Customs Enforcement that he was getting out, so he was released onto the street. On Sunday, ICE picked him up in Elgin.
And only 35% of parents are satisfied with the quality of K-12 education in the United States. According to a recent Walton Family Foundation Gallup poll, only 7% of respondents are completely satisfied, while 28% reported being somewhat satisfied. Findings mark the lowest satisfaction level since Gallup began conducting the poll in 1999, and the previous low mark of 36% satisfaction occurred in the 2000 and 2023 versions of the survey.
30 minutes and counting. Tap the News Radio app. That's it. Hit that app. Mm-hmm. Registration page pops up on you. Fill it out. Send it back in. Austin may announce your name at 5:15 this afternoon. Winners of those FSU Kent State football tickets Saturday at Doe Campbell. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is at Windsor Castle, a visit filled with British royal pageantry.
This is truly one of the highest honors of my life. Such respect for you and such respect for your country.
The president addressing King Charles during a state dinner tonight. This marks the president's second state visit. He'll meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer tomorrow. President Trump, meantime, sending a surge of federal law enforcement into Memphis, including the National Guard. FBI Director Kash Patel telling the House Judiciary Committee it will be similar to how they fought crime in Washington.
They're going to establish, like they did in Washington, D.C., perimeters where local law enforcement and the FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. Marshals can go into. We can't be going into all these areas knowing that they're extremely volatile and jeopardizing the safety of our agents.
Many Democrats call the move presidential overreach, say it's unnecessary. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dabo Swinney doesn't get it. We all know what he's done during his run at Clemson, and it's remarkable. But since 2021, he hasn't met what the standard should be at Clemson, and that's being a legitimate national championship contender. Since 2021, the Tigers have only won the ACC twice in a four-year stretch and are 0-1 in the college football playoff. Sure, other schools would love to have that resume, but that shouldn't be acceptable at Clemson. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
The fall season in Pensacola is a lot of fun, from the Seafood Festival, Taste of the Beach, and so much more. And you'll find out how you won't miss a thing.
Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. A little break in what we've been doing the last couple of days. We actually took time for a Days of Our Milton episode if you've been craving one. What should we make of people using apps in order to do confession and get spiritual advice? The future of Baptist Hospital, as some decisions have been made. We talked with the mayor about that and the pallet shelters. And Publishers Clearinghouse is going bankrupt and not paying its lifetime winners. You can catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Shaking all over.
Just the way you say goodnight to me.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, a three-day Civic Leader Summit will be held at the Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola next week from Tuesday to Thursday, September 23rd to the 25th. Hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement, the event will feature presentations from national experts, as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees who encounter similar challenges.
Number two.
Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows has recommended the Board of Trustees end WSRE-TV's affiliation with PBS and decertify the WSRE Foundation. This matter is scheduled to be discussed at the Foundation Board meeting. This will happen tomorrow afternoon, 5:15, at the station on the PSC campus. WSRE-TV is set to conclude its status as a PBS station after June 30th, 2026.
Number three.
And Escambia voters will decide next year whether the school superintendent should be elected. After Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, it's still unclear if this decision will take place during the primary or general election. The commissioners voted 3-2 to request an opinion from the Florida Attorney General about whether they can put the referendum on the general ballot, even though the school board chose the primary.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Let me tell you, before we get into this, I fully put my stamp of approval on this event. A 6,000-square-foot Jimmy Buffett exhibit's going to open next year at the National Maritime Museum of the Gulf. This is in downtown Mobile. The Mobile City Council on Tuesday approved an agreement with Buffett's estate to display artifacts from his 50-year career. The exhibit launches September 2026 during the 4th Annual Son of a Sailor Festival.
All right.
There's some fun for you.
And Jafari J. Williams, a 48-year-old man from Escambia County, has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for his role in an interstate drug trafficking operation involving cocaine and methamphetamine. Through a federal wiretap investigation, Williams was linked to shipments of cocaine from Texas. A search warrant led to the seizure of approximately 7.5 kilograms of cocaine, 1 kilogram of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, an AR-15-style rifle, and about $10,000 in cash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
All right, a week and a half to play in the baseball regular season. What a ride out west in the American League. As of this moment, the Mariners lead the Astros by a half game. And a big reason why, the big dumper.
Blasted, center field, and oh, it disappears! He has homered on back-to-back pitches seen tonight. It may never stop the year of Cal Raleigh.
All right, not one, but two homers for Cal Raleigh last night. Root Sports on the call, numbers 55 and 56. The first homer passed Mickey Mantle for most home runs by a switch hitter in a season. The second tied him with Ken Griffey Jr. for most homers in a season in Mariners history. And by the way, Seattle's won 10 straight. Meanwhile, Houston has a problem. Yordan Alvarez has a pretty significant left ankle sprain. He's out of the lineup indefinitely. Interesting times out west in the National League as well. Dodgers lead the Padres by 2. Shohei last night, his 50th home run of the season, 5 hitless innings, and it comes in a loss. Phillies win 9-6. Padres lost to the Mets in New York 8-3. Thursday night football this week features the Dolphins and Bills from Buffalo. Josh Allen will wear a clear visor on his helmet to help protect his nose. Meanwhile, Vikings place running back Aaron Jones on IR. He's got a bad hammy. And the Bengals have added not one, but two quarterbacks in the wake of Joe Burrow's turf toe injury. They signed both Sean Clifford and Mike White. WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces saw their 17-game winning streak end. The Seattle Storm got them 86-83. And Dallas Wings guard Paige Beckers was named the Rookie of the Year. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Byrne.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a key member of the Buccaneers' defense is out for the rest of the season. ESPN reports that Kalijah Kansi suffered a torn pectoral muscle during the team's comeback win over the Texans. The starting defensive tackle racked up 7.5 sacks in 12 games last year. Meanwhile, a veteran player leaving the Jaguars. The team released Darnell Savage yesterday. The safety started 13 games last year but served as a backup in the first 2 weeks this season. He signed with Jacksonville just a year ago.
Okay, let me talk about the sport of fishing here, if you don't mind. The Navarre Beach Fishing Pier is going to be temporarily shut down to fishing activity on Sunday morning. This will be from 8 to 10. Divers will be over there cleaning up trash under that structure. After they finish, the pier is going to reopen and fishing activities can resume. While the pier is closed for cleaning, walkers are still, by the way, able to use the pier and walk right along.
All righty. And NFL great Dan Marino saying that he's been living with liver disease for nearly 20 years now. The former Miami Dolphins quarterback turned 64 this week and said he's been living with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease since 07. The disease is typically connected with obesity and occurs when fat cells accumulate in the liver. Marino says he was told to cut back on the pizza and the ice cream, and his doctors recommended a Mediterranean diet of mostly vegetables, fruits, and whole grains.
Here's today's health news.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I like those Mediterranean dialects.
Yeah, not bad.
No, they're really good. Okay, Senate Judiciary Subcommittee heard directly from parents who blame the influence of AI for their children's injuries and even suicides. Grinnell Scott has more on the story on News Radio 92.3.
The Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Counterterrorism heard parents' accounts of how AI chatbots, including ChatGPT, coach their kids into harming themselves or taking their own lives. Among those testifying, Matthew Rain, his son Adam, committed suicide in April. Rain said the chatbot endangered his teenage son through the interaction.
Over the course of a six-month relationship, ChatGPT mentioned suicide 1,275 times. Six times more often than Adam did himself.
Rain's family sued OpenAI and its CEO. Terms were not disclosed. Subcommittee Chair Senator Josh Hawley said the AI companies, including OpenAI and Meta, were invited to be part of the hearing, but declined. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And some good news for Dan Marino. We were just talking about the Mediterranean diet. Well, new research says that it's good for your gums. The popular diet, mostly fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats, with only limited amounts of fish, poultry, and dairy. In a new study, researchers at King's College in London said that they evaluated 200 hospital patients and found that those who most closely followed a Mediterranean diet had the lowest levels of gum disease and had a 65% lower chance of developing severe gum disease than those who did not follow the diet.
Okay, here's a story that could spoil your afternoon, especially if you like those burrito bowls. Well, the burrito bowls sold over at Target are being recalled.
Bummer.
This might be something you need to take care of. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. The Food and Drug Administration says food maker OneFrozen is voluntarily recalling some lots of its Good and Gather Southwest-style burrito bowl blend because it may contain shrimp. The FDA says the product's packaging label did not have shrimp listed, which could pose severe risks for consumers with a shellfish allergy. The product was sold at Target stores across all 50 states with a best-if-used-by date of August 24th, 2026. And if you have one listed, contact Target Guest Relations. That number and more information can be found at FDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445, look at this. Austin Price in with the overall look of our traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Got some backup still at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Also have some developing on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear. That's how it was today. That's how it's going to be for the next several days, with highs sitting anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees heading into your weekend.
You know, if you lived in, like, say, Boise, Idaho, or someplace like that, and they heard your forecast for Pensacola, they might be a little peeved this afternoon because what they're
green
getting,
with envy.
Yeah, you know, because they're getting a lot of rain and storms this week. As a matter of fact, most of the country is. Senior meteorologist Janice Dietz live in. She has the Fox weather forecast.
A coastal low off the mid-Atlantic is bringing rounds of showers and thunderstorms, gusty winds, and high surf. Strong to severe thunderstorms are persisting over the central plains the next few days. Tropical rainfall from Mario will bring flood risks for Southern California and the Southwest. Plus, above-average temperatures hang around for much of the U.S. through the rest of the work week. Meanwhile, Bermuda needs to keep an eye out for Tropical Storm Gabrielle. Fox Weather has all the details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as expected, the Fed slashed those interest rates for the first time this year. Hillary Barsky's back in with the details.
The central bank is lowering its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25% and is forecasting two more rate cuts this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
While the unemployment rate remains low, it has edged up. Job gains have slowed and downside risks to employment have risen. At the same time, inflation has risen recently and remains somewhat elevated.
This year, Fed officials led by Chair Powell had kept rates unchanged as they evaluated the impact of tariffs, among other factors, on inflation and the economy. Fed policymakers expect to continue to lower rates next year, signaling that one quarter point rate cut is on the table in 2026. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were mixed today after the Federal Reserve voted to lower rates by 25 basis points, the Dow gaining more than 260, the S&P 500 off the pace by 6, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 72. Shares of StubHub opened at $25.35 in their New York Stock Exchange debut today after the online ticket seller priced its IPO in the middle of its expected range. The pricing late yesterday raised $800 million for the company. StubHub's long-awaited IPO comes after the company paused its plans back in April. Eli Lilly today says its experimental pill outperformed Novo Nordisk's own oral drug in the first head-to-head study comparing the two treatments. The study focused on patients with type 2 diabetes. Crude oil futures for October are falling 0.8%. They're currently under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, let me ask you something, Austin, as you slide back in here. Did you upgrade your Apple operating systems yet? I know you got an Apple over there.
No, I have not. Am I in trouble?
This might help you or urge you along to take care of a little business. Evan Brown is in with the report.
Apple made their new OSs available for download Monday, and here's a reminder, everything's new version is version 26, as Apple will now name everything according to model year style dating. For iPhones, iOS 26 is available for all models from iPhone 11 forward. For older phones like the XS or XR and older, there's now an iOS 18.7 for security patches. Even iPhones ready for 26 have the option for 18.7. The new liquid glass design motif means some of your most used apps will require you to learn new muscle memory. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Jerry of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream is stepping down. Co-founder Jerry Greenfield announced yesterday that he's turning in his resignation because he believes the independence promised by their parent company, Unilever, is now gone. Greenfield says that Ben & Jerry's was always about more than just ice cream and was a way to spread love and invite others into the fight for equity, justice, and a better world. Ben & Jerry's has been clashing with Unilever since 2021 when the ice cream maker said it would stop sales in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Unilever has not yet commented on the resignation.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. We got a little bit more information. Tanya J. Powers, she did a kind of a unique story on that to piggyback on what you just talked about. Here's what she had to say about the resignation of the co-founder?
Jerry Greenfield.
Jerry Greenfield, yeah.
In an open letter, Jerry Greenfield says he can no longer, in good conscience, remain an employee of the company he founded with Ben Cohen in 1978. He says the company, known for its social activism, has been silenced and sidelined by Unilever for, quote, fear of upsetting those in power. Unilever's ice cream unit says it disagrees with Greenfield's perspective. In 2000, when Ben & Jerry's was sold to Unilever, the deal included a clause allowing the brand to maintain its own independent board of directors who had authority over its social mission but not operations. In 2021, Ben & Jerry's stopped selling its ice cream in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and has described the Gaza conflict as genocide. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Live Nation CEO Michael Rapino says that when compared to sporting events, concert tickets are relatively underpriced. Rapino made the comparison while speaking at CNBC Sport and Boardroom's Game Plan Conference Tuesday in Los Angeles. He said the average concert ticket price is $72 and added, try going to a Laker game for that.
Yeah, try getting a ticket for $72 and being able to actually see the performers on the stage. Oh, let me sell you a pair of binoculars while I'm here, while you're buying $72 ticket.
That'll fill the gap.
He needs to catch a dose of reality. Hey, there are new nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame, and you can vote on the Museum of Play website. There you go. If you want to take some time there, CJ Papa has the story.
A dozen finalists nominated for the class of 2025 could tickle some voters, especially the must-have toy from 1996, the giggling Muppet Tickle Me Elmo. 40 years ago, Trivial Pursuit debuted with questions on geography, history, sports, and other topics. More than 100 million copies were sold by 2023. Luke Skywalker wielded the lightsaber when Star Wars debuted in 1977. It's been a popular toy ever since. There's also a nominee you won't find on any toy store shelf, Snow, the frozen precipitation used to create snowmen and snowballs. CJ Papa, Fox News.
4:52 on the dot here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbary Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455, okay, heads up Pensacola. Now that's a nice summer type song to kind of get you out of your work and heading home this afternoon. Austin Price, besides spinning some very righteous tunes, he's looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Indeed I am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years now. You can learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. All right, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups at the intersections of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Also got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 71 tonight, sunny mostly clear heading all the way into your weekend. Highs in that span sitting anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, so just think about this. You're a national contest winner, and then all of a sudden you get notified that your prize money has been cut off. Despite being promised a lifetime payout. This is what we're dealing with here in this story. Publishers Clearing House bankruptcy case. Going to make a lot of folks unhappy. Here's Tom Graham.
For years, Publishers Clearing House ran sweepstakes offering winners hefty checks as Americans were bombarded with advertisements.
Enter the one and only Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes.
Often the prizes included lifetime payouts, but that forever money could come to an end. Publishers Clearing House filed for bankruptcy in April. ARB Interactive, a mobile gaming company, has acquired their assets. However, under the terms of the sales agreement, ARB will not honor payouts for those who won their life-changing prizes before July 15th of this year. The decision has left many winners unsure of their financial future. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Can you imagine investing that maybe a new house, something like that, new car?
Right, thinking you're taken care of.
There go those payments.
My goodness.
Oh, my.
And an executive producer of The Charlie Kirk Show says that the late conservative activist would have wanted Comedy Central to continue airing a South Park episode parody of him. The episode, called Got a Nut, premiered last month and included a scene with Cartman appearing to dress as Kirk before engaging in a debate with a classmate. According to a post from Andrew Colvitt's ex-account, Kirk, quote, loved that he was featured in South Park, and he added that his close friend would want the episode back up. Paramount, with Jones Comedy Central, pulled the episode from rotation, but it remains available on Paramount Plus.
Remember we told you a couple of weeks ago about Beyonce getting her music stolen, and they were looking for that?
Yeah.
Well, the suspect now is in custody. See, this is a happy story. The suspect is in custody. Linked to those stolen, unreleased pieces of music from Beyonce, Monica DeLuca out in Los Angeles has more.
Kelvin Evans is accused of breaking into a car rented by Beyonce's dancer and choreographer, allegedly smashing a window and taking two suitcases filled with the pop star's personal sensitive information. The tour members reporting to police, among the stolen items were two Apple laptops and five thumb drives that included unreleased music, along with other digital files related to Beyonce's tour. The Atlanta police spokesman says none of the items have been recovered, but Evans has been arrested. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, one thing I can definitely tell you, we're going to have sunny weather here, but parts of Virginia, they've been seeing flooding due to that recent heavy rainfall. Katie Burns up there at Virginia Beach, still in the rain.
Virginia Beach is finally getting a break after relentless rain Tuesday. More than 8 inches fell in just one day, about double what the city usually sees in all of September. A city spokesperson says 25 streets at least flooded, most of them in neighborhoods. The flooding peaked as freshwater runoff met high tide along the coast. The conditions bad enough to delay the start of school in Virginia Beach Wednesday morning. And while the sun is back out now, officials are warning swimmers about dangerous rip currents. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
Okay, interesting day. I thought the markets would kind of jump a little bit more with the Fed's numbers coming out. Surprised me. 30-year fixed mortgage is now 6.13%. 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.71%. You'll notice those are a little bit lower today, so there's some good positive news. Coming up in 12 more information, this is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.